It's Rise FM Mid Mornings with myself and Bumi. That's a case. Think about us. And we finally got hold of Dr. Lerato Gwele on the line. It's about 10:30. And I did say earlier on, you know, when we were trying to get hold of her, we'd say, hey, I see Lula Lenvolena. I remember how impatient I was during my consultations when I was pregnant. And I'm just thinking, Dokotela, nobody else must be in the consulting rooms when I come in. Just goes to show what they have to deal with. But thank you so much. Good morning, Dr. Gwele. Welcome to Rise FM.
Good morning, Putin. How are you?
Oh, I'm awesome. I'm very happy to be talking to you this morning. And we're talking about something that I have absolutely not much information besides maybe two friends who were diagnosed with endometriosis. I've been practicing to say it right all day.
No, you said it perfectly, endometriosis.
And I thought, well, since I can barely say the name, let me rather get, is it obstetrician or gynecologist?
Yes, an obstetrician and gynecologist, yes.
All right, so you would be better equipped to take us through. What is endometriosis?
Well, endometriosis, it's a very, very difficult diagnosis to make. Endometriosis is literally when you say it's tissue from the uterus, mm-hmm. anywhere outside the uterus. So what we're talking about, you know, when one has menstruation.
Yes, yes.
So normally the menstruation comes out through the lady part. Can I just speak the medical term?
Yes, please.
Comes out through the vagina. And so that's your menstruation. But with endometriosis, some of the blood comes out through your vagina. Some of it comes out, goes up into your tubes and falls into your abdomen, mm-hmm. causing severe pain.
Yeah.
So endometriosis is tissue from the uterus, anywhere outside the uterus.
So this would explain why then it is often mistaken for just other conditions because of this pelvic pain or pelvic inflammatory diseases sometimes, ovarian cysts.
Yes, because, I mean, endometriosis and ovarian cysts are two different things.
Mm-hmm.
So cysts in the ovary, is where the eggs are. So that cyst is fluid collection. Now, when you talk about endometriosis, it's pretty much saying the blood from your uterus, your menstrual blood as such, anywhere outside the uterus. So anything in medical term really that has an "is" in it, it causes an inflammation. Anything that is angry, it causes, you know, it's just like saying tonsillitis.
Mm-hmm.
It's an inflammation of the tonsils, appendicitis, inflammation of the appendix. So when you talk about endometriosis, it's inflammation caused by cells from the uterus anywhere outside the uterus. That causes severe pain.
Okay, so I learned something new today, and I think I have a diagnosis. I've got bank balanceitis. There's an inflammation in my bank balance.
That's inflammation in your bank balance, yes.
On a serious note, though, Doc, research shows that an estimated 1 out of 10 women have endometriosis. If it's so common, why are we not able to, diagnose it easier?
Yes.
Why is it so misdiagnosed often?
You know, because the thing is that endometriosis, really, the way we diagnose it is through surgery, meaning we do what we call laparoscopic surgery, meaning
uh-huh.
we put a camera through your navel and then we go look inside your abdomen and look for these cells. So the way it's diagnosed, you need to do the laparoscopy, the camera work, and then take biopsy, take a piece of it and send it to the lab. And then the lab will then say, yes, indeed, it is endometriosis. But we don't want to operate you all the time. So you come to me, and then I operate you, and I say, yeah, you've got endometriosis. Tomorrow you go see my next-door neighbor, another gynae. And then Leanna says, no, listen, I need to operate you as well because I think you have endometriosis. They operate you. Then you go see another gynae. So we'll never stop operating you. So ideally we treat you first before we can confirm that you indeed have endometriosis.
So what would be the common symptoms or signs that we could look out for? As you mentioned, you know, going for second and third opinions could just mean just severe trauma because you'd have to be operated all the time. time. But what are the common ailments that are often linked to endometriosis?
Yeah, the main things that we have really, it's menstrual pain, very bad menstrual pain. Literally, you're like rolling down when you have period pains. And then you have pain during intercourse. You have pain when you do number two. Even when you urinate, you have pain. So it's pretty much severe pain.
All right. So the patients you are referring to, I'm also going to go for a second opinion, but we do understand because we've taken much of your time. Thank you so much. And thank you to your patient there who has been patient with us. Usibongile kakhulu.
I will tell her. Thank you very much, Mpumi.
Always. Oh, man. Looking forward to talking to you, doctor, in the future on other health ailments related to, you know, obstetrician and gynecologists.
No problem, Ms. Mpumi.
Awesome. So I had to leave it there for now because Dr. Kwele is in a consultation room with a patient right now, but she was just kind enough to let us talk to her to just get into the explanation of what endometriosis is. And as she explained, often they would, you know, need to operate you to have a proper diagnosis of it. However, she also mentioned that we often go for second and third opinion. So we are going for a second opinion, but this time to her colleague, Dr. Mtweni, who's also an obstetrician and gynecologist. He will take us through, is it treatable? With regards to fertility issues related to endometriosis. You're listening to Rise FM. My name is Mbumi. If you have any questions for the doctor that we're going to have also on, please do send them to 072-885.